Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? So call us, folks, at 800-228-0550-701, 258-0550. Emails welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. On a Monday, Martin Luther King Day edition of the program, we spent a little time talking about Martin Luther King today on the program. It is Martin Luther King Day. One question I have is, if he were alive today, what would he think of race relations? Would there be vast improvements in his eyes from his time and his efforts? I'd say yes. I want your take on it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another historic milestone later this week, the anniversary of Roe versus Wade will bring the largest march on Washington that happens each year. Did you know that? The March on Life is the biggest. Somewhere between 5 and 700,000 people expected to descend on Washington. 800 of them will be North Dakota students, led by Shanley High School from Fargo, which has, get a load of this, the entire student body invited. That's about 330 kids between the 9th and 12th grades at Shanley. And of the 330, 300 have said, I want to go. And they weren't forced to go. They could, it was up to them. But they're going. And the reason they're going is because Shanley High School is actually leading the procession this year. So when you see the March for Life later this week, the very front banner will be carried by Shanley High School students. And they've invited all the Catholic schools from across North Dakota. There's public school students going. There's Catholic school students going. And what do you think of this? What's your take on that? Touched earlier on the comments of one mother out of the 330 kids, so what, 30 are not going, and one of the 30, the mother quoted in a story over the weekend in the Fargo Forum, the Forum newspaper, saying, it's not a march that makes a difference, it appears to be self-serving. Said the event is not in line with the family values. She believes having teenagers marching in Washington is inappropriate. She said teens aren't mature enough to understand the complex situations that may lead someone to consider an abortion. Now, these comments made me sad, to tell you the truth. I mean, to me, and it's typical media, because the story here is the historic participation of students in huge numbers, and a third of the story is dedicated to one mom, a small percentage that disagrees, which is, you know, again, kind of typical of the media. Here's a way to connect the dots. If Martin Luther King were alive today, would this be a bigger problem in his eyes? The legal killing of unborn children. I think it might be. Does it rise to the level of how blacks were treated? This is killing. I think it should. I think it would. A couple of things to get you thinking. Hey, I saw over the weekend, and by the way, a lot of commentary on this particular issue on our Facebook page over the weekend. It's one of the reasons we're talking about it now. Something else I saw a lot of over the weekend was positive movie reviews of American Sniper. Did you see it? Let us know if you did. I see Michael Moore and Seth Rogen right on cue have made some just stupid comments about the film. Clint Eastwood is the man behind American Sniper, by the way. It had a record-setting $90.2 million debut. Did you see it over the weekend? Seth Rogen says, he, by the way, is the actor in the middle of that whole The Interview controversy, the North Korean one. American Sniper kind of reminds me of the movie that's showing in the third act of Inglourious Basterds, he said. Michael Moore said, my uncle killed by a sniper in World War II. We were taught snipers were cowards. We'll shoot you in the back. Snipers aren't heroes, and invaders are worse. Interesting. Seth Rogen went on to, what he's doing here is comparing this film to Nazi propaganda. Two actors. By the way, thank you to both of them, because I'm more likely than I was even previous to go see it now, myself. So. Thank you, Seth Rogen and Michael Moore. I'll for sure see it now. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Speaking of the movies, here's a call that came in during one of our breaks I want to get to, and then Kurt and Bismarck and Bob and Grafton want to weigh in here.
Hi, Scott. I'm calling. I wanted to alert you to a little information that I think is kind of interesting. If you go on the Oscars website and Google search Oscar nominees, go into the short documentary section for Oscar nominees, you're going to find an Oscar nomination on there by for a documentary done by a gentleman by the name of J. Christian Jensen. And it is a documentary that he did based out of our little Montreal County town, White Earth, and the surrounding area. But it's on the impact of the oil boom in the area. And it's been nominated for an Oscar. So I thought that was kind of interesting that North Dakota is in the Oscar nominations. So if you wanted to take a look and check that out, the documentary is actually called White Earth. So, I decided to let you know that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for letting us know. Did not know that. Speaking of the Oscars, by the way, American Sniper, tons of nomination. Shelley says they know nothing. Speaking of Seth Rogen and Michael Moore, they know nothing about the reality of our warriors. Too cowardly to fight other than behind their computer screens and filmmaking, which most of theirs is based in an imaginary world. Jason says, who really cares what these liberal fruits say besides other liberal fruits? Perhaps they can find some type of government-funded support where they can say how traumatic movies like this are to them, and their only recourse is to slam the military to make up for their lack of their manhood. Troy says, just another Hollywood dip. I hate to ignore their politics. I have to rather ignore their politics and just enjoy their craft. Yeah, it makes it harder, though, doesn't it? Kurt and Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
I'm waiting in line for my ticket to American Sniper after that.
But me too. Yeah, got to see it.
I wanted to just comment on Martin Luther King. You hit on some good points. Martin Luther King was a fellow, and I've followed his history. His message was of peace and that justice was the cornerstone of that. But he was driven by his real life experiences. He was a real person who was dedicated to this and basically ended up giving his life for it. And I absolutely assure you, and from what I know of him, he would know that today's situation is much better than what it was during his era. And I would like to also add to put Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton in the same cloud is, to me, unbelievable. Those two fellows were driven by ego and financial gain and never had the life experiences or suffering that Martin Luther King had in the first 6 years of his life.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't belong in the same sentence. World apart, that's for sure. Good points, Kurt. Thank you. See if others agree, disagree. Let us know at 800-228-0550. Let's go up to Grafton, North Dakota. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I got a comment about Martin Luther King, but hearing those comments there about Logan and Moore there, I got to make a comment about that real quick. That just goes to show you the ignorance of the liberal mindset. To compare our snipers to, like, Nazi Germany. I guess they forgot that Germany, the Nazis had their snipers as well. Only their snipers were much more ruthless than our snipers. They would wound a soldier, the GI, and purposely, and wait for, you know, a fellow GI to come and rescue him or pull him out or just to get to him to help him, and then they would wound or kill that one as well. At least our snipers, when they took the shot to kill him, not to wound him, not to bait him, use him as bait for other soldiers. So it's just ignorant. But what would Martin Luther King think today if you asked that question? I think that Martin Luther King, if I may presume, humbly presume to speak and think what he would say, I think he would notice leaps and bounds, astronomical leaps and bounds for the black community in this country as opposed to back then. I also think that he would have sharp criticism and rebuke in the strongest terms of people like Reverend Wright, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Eric Holder. And I think he would also have some much-needed advice for Barack Obama, being the quote-unquote quote-unquote first black president of this country. That president, this president certainly had, I don't know if he still has, but had a great opportunity to fan the flames of brotherhood in this country as opposed to racism. So I think he would have some sharp criticisms. I think he would sharply rebuke people like Reverend Reich and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson because they are two diametrically opposed mindsets of what Martin Luther King stood for.
Thanks for the comments, Bob. Appreciate that. Troy, Haven.
Hey, just wanted to remind everybody that it is the military and law enforcement officers in this country that enable Seth Rogen and Michael Moore and others to spout off and have the freedom to say what they have to say. I mean, because they're
true, true enough.
Leadership
yeah.
in place.
Thank a soldier, right?
Exactly. Thank
Find
you
that
so much.
Freedom. Good point, Troy. Thank you. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. What is on your mind? Let us know on a Monday, Martin Luther King Day.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Somebody asks, would I be okay with school sending kids to a pro-choice rally? Well, the kids are deciding to go to this event. And so if kids decide to go to a pro-choice rally, I guess, it's America. And I'm sure some do. But again, the school in this case, has been selected to lead the charge of saying, hey, let's honor that. They've been doing this for years. What's news here is that an entire school is going, and they've been asked to go, and the kids decide to go. That's a great thing. That's wonderful. It's a big story. And I love the fact they said, hey, North Dakota, come with us. And so now there's estimates that there's 800 kids that'll be there. And quite honestly, I think kids, in this case, high school students, 9 through 12, participating in democracy, getting there to Washington, D.C., seeing this, that's a good thing. And whether they choose to go to something in this case that I agree with, or another time I wouldn't, I think it's good they engage in democracy. It's fantastic. And I think you're going to get every bit as much education from this as you would anything. Yep. 20 years from now, look back on your high school years, you're going to remember this in a big, big way. I think it's great. But I will admit to being a little, well, let me just read it to you exactly as I posted it over the weekend. I said, North Dakota continues its first-in-the-nation pro-life position with this historic effort. 300 students from a student body of 330 choosing to attend a pilgrimage. And by the way, it is a pilgrimage, which basically means it's no picnic, right? It's not a vacation. It's 8 buses and this massive grind, and they jam up the schedule, and it's not a, vacation. Not a field trip in the sense of, boy, isn't this going to, it is, they call it a pilgrimage for a reason. Anyway, having talked to students that have been on this, it's life-changing for them. And that's why I say the stories they return with, the role this plays in making memories, something lasts a long, long time. I also said I'm sad but not surprised that the Forum reporter that wrote about this story, in this case Robin Huebner, devoted a third of the story to one mom. So, in this case, 300 kids going out of a student body of 330, so out of the 30 kids not going, they find a mom who is disgruntled. And in my view, insulted the kids and the school with her opinions. But would we expect anything less from a media source on this particular issue? For them, it isn't a pro-life event. It's an anti-abortion event. It's just your typical bias. And here's what I thought was insulting to the kids. Number one, suggesting that they aren't mature enough to understand the complex situations that may lead someone to consider an abortion. And number two, that they're being told what to believe. Because she said a better move would benefit to donate funds to an organization that offers alternatives, rather than taking a bunch of teenagers who are being told what to believe. I think, judging by the leadership I've seen from youngsters who really do lead on this issue, I don't think it's fair to say they're being told what to believe. Anyway, I'm going to choose to focus on the positive side of this, and that is that 800 kids from across North Dakota are going to be in Washington, D.C., doing something Martin Luther King made a mark doing, saying, this needs to change. No matter what you think of the issue, I think that's a fabulous idea. Fantastic. So, good stuff. Here's some of the comments you shared with us on it about this. Sue says of the reporter, in typical fashion, a slave to the leftist mantras, nice choice of anti-abortion versus pro-life. These people are so predictable. Pauline says, I'm so glad they will be there. I'll be watching and cheering them on from Arizona. Tony says, lighten up, Sue. This is fair reporting. Plus, the reporter uses pro-life in the article interchangeably as if it makes any difference at all. Linda says, hard to lighten up, Tony, when you're talking about the lives of the most defenseless among us. When will we see abortion is unthinkable? Tom says, Linda, not before greed and selfishness leave us for good. Don't you love the dialogue that happens sometime on these. There was a bunch of it this weekend. Okay, here's somebody else weighing in on American Sniper, another one of our questions today, to the stupid comments of Michael Moore and Seth Rogen. Michael Moore saying snipers are cowardly, Seth Rogen comparing American Sniper, the movie, to Nazi propaganda. Do those kind of comments make you more likely to see the movie? Yeah, me too. Andy says, I saw it this weekend, probably one of the best movies everywhere, ever. Shows us Americans what they are really going through over there. At the end of the movie, nobody said a word. Everybody respectfully got up and walked out quietly. It's a sign of a good movie, isn't it? Larry says, let those two stand in front of someone in the military and say these things. Let's see who has better fortitude. Kathleen says, the list of Hollywood actors I refuse to watch keeps getting longer. A couple other issues we're tackling on our social media today and welcome your comments on at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. That's the number to call. Should legislators in North Dakota fast-track dollars for Western North Dakota communities affected by the oil boom and desperate for dollars after dealing with all the related challenges? Three-hour hearing attended by hundreds of folks in Bismarck on Friday on a piece of legislation. The Senate calls the surge bill. The governor calls, what does the governor call it again? Different name for it, jumpstart funding. Dan says, fast track, the funds should already have been there. Those communities are the ones dealing with the challenges caused by the industry, which is filling their coffers. Of course, fast track the funds that are needed for infrastructure, police, fire, EMS, and other essential services. Common sense. One comment about the companies, they're paying big sums in taxes, Dan. Tom in Jamestown wants to weigh in on American Sniper. What's on your mind, Tom?
Yeah, I just recently saw American Sniper. I saw it overall. It was a pretty good movie. It really promoted patriotism, which is a very positive thing. But I don't like going to movies where the swearing, especially the use of the F word, is so consistent, constant. You wonder if some of those guys that I know are defending our country and everything could even get a paragraph out without using the F word about 14, 15 times. There were other parts of the movie that you know, certainly weren't suitable for children. I realized it was rated R and that type of thing. But as far as promoting patriotism, it was huge. It was great.
And I wonder how much, Tom, of the Hollywood factor is there on the language. Thanks for sharing your review. I appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? We'll continue.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings. Anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Reverend King said that he hoped that one day his four little children would be not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Well, you have Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton, Reverend Wright, all these people. They do exactly the opposite. They judge people by the color of their skin instead of the content of their character. I think that Dr. King would be appalled at today's situation myself.
Agree or disagree? Let us know at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. He might be appalled at their actions. I'd agree with you on that. But I don't think he'd be, I think he'd see progress in the bigger issue of how we view our fellow human being today. It's my take. Always welcome yours, and been an interesting conversation today. Naturally occurring radioactive material, that's known as NORM. What we do with it, how it's disposed of, and the increasing use of landfills for it is one thing that a hearing will address this week in Williston. We wanted to give you an update on that because it's been on the news. Kerry Cutting, Vice President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, is with us on the program. Kerry, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Scott, and you?
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. So what's happening
Thank
this week? Tell us about
me.
Tell us about this this hearing that's coming up tomorrow.
Well, there are going to be three public hearings, Scott. Williston tomorrow, Bismarck Wednesday, and Fargo on Thursday. And they all start at 5:30 in the evening with, my understanding is, Argonne National Labs and the Department of Health giving an overview of the Argonne study. And then there will be time, I believe, starting around 7 p.m. for public comment.
And when we talk about naturally occurring, it's actually technologically enhanced, naturally occurring radioactive material. Explain what it is, would you?
Well, first of all, to explain TNORM, as you said, technically enhanced, naturally occurring radioactive material, we need to define what naturally occurring radioactive material, or NORM, is. Radioactive substances that exist in all natural media around us. In fact, it's NORM, the naturally occurring radioactive material, is found in soils, rocks, water, air, many food items, bananas, potatoes, peanut butter, and even radioactive potassium in our own bodies. That is naturally occurring radioactive material. Technically enhanced naturally occurring radioactive material is these bits of soil and rock and water and air that are concentrated by industrial activity.
And in the oil industry, we hear about this kind of material in filter socks as an example, right?
Yes, Scott. In fact, filter socks would be the most prevalent example of this material, because what happens in a filter sock is used to filter millions of gallons of water to take out little bits of particulate that are in that water so it doesn't clog up saltwater disposal wells. And in the process of filtering millions of gallons of water, you get a little bit of these pieces of rock and soil, and they become concentrated in the filter sock. That is a great example of T-norm.
All right. And so that in other occasions. Now, right now, we take most of this stuff and we ship it to landfills in other states, right?
Correct.
And the proposal, one of the reasons for these hearings, the first one tomorrow in Williston and these other hearings as well, is to look at proposed changes to those. Talk about what would be done if this change is agreed to.
Well, first of all, Scott, the Department of Health North Dakota had a very extremely low definition of norm. And T-norm, it was set at 5 picocuries per gram. This had been in place for a long, long time, and it was before there was any oil and gas activity in the state. And it really was addressing medical waste, not industrial waste. And that's why when oil and gas activity ramped up in the last few years, those materials were being transported out of state. Now, by comparison, with North Dakota at 5 picocuries per gram, many other states had much higher levels. For example, Utah and the state of Washington both had 10,000 picocuries per gram levels. Colorado, 2,000. California, 1,800 picocuries per gram, and many other states. Texas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Montana all had 30 picocuries per gram, so much higher. And, of course, this was, you know, allowing waste that's generated here in North Dakota to be transported and disposed of safely in those other states.
The main push behind the change would be so that it's – you basically remove, excuses for the bad actors in not disposing of it properly. Would that be a fair assessment, Karen?
Well, I think regulation does help incentivize everybody doing consistent activities and eliminating illegal activity. But I would stop and say that illegal dumping of norm material essentially stopped back in June of this year when the Department of Mineral Resources required all saltwater disposal wells to have proper containers on their sites and have contracts with licensed norm haulers, essentially by making it easy. Here's the container you put the material in, and here's how it's going to get hauled away, eliminated illegal dumping. We haven't heard any instances since that date of that. So this new proposed rules by the Department of Health really is an add-on to that. But what the Department of Health did is they wanted to answer the question, what amount or what concentration of T-norm can be disposed of safely in the state of North Dakota? What is the science behind this? And so they contracted with Argonne National Labs, which is one of the national labs that reports to the Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Energy, and they are a known expert in this material and in modeling to understand what is safe in a specific location. So this is state of North Dakota specific rules for North Dakota.
And then I understand there's a permitting process that landfills would have to undertake to be able to dispose of this. So they'd make the changes to be able to, I guess, bury it? Is that what happens with it, or it has to go to a certain level?
Simplistically, yes. Essentially, a big part of the Argonne National Lab study tells the Department of Health what stipulations would be required for safe disposal. You know, how deep, how much cover, what kind of liner, all of those specifics are part of this study and part of the recommendations to the Department of Health, and then part of the proposed rules put out by the Department of Health.
I'm reading a news story here from the Forum News Service that says the Director of Waste Management of the North Dakota Department of Health said oil-patched landfills have shown an interest in getting the permit if the rule passes. The permit to accept the waste requires changes to the facility's design and operations. They could then accept up to 25,000 tons of the waste a year, which would have to be buried at least 10 feet below the top of the closed landfill. But if the landfills are anxious to get this, I assume they see, hey, we can handle this. You obviously have the experts saying that's an acceptable level. And so it sounds like a North Dakota solution to a North Dakota problem to me.
Absolutely. Agree.
I'm sure it'll come as no surprise to you that the Dakota Acera Club is comparing this to making it legal to take money from a bank in response to robbery concerns. Saying, I think if they're concerned about illegal dumping, they should put more financial resources and effort into enforcing the law. Don't change the standard just because you're worried about people breaking the law. Also saying they have concerns about whether existing landfills not built for such radioactive waste would be adequately adapted to handle it. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, first of all, you know, as I said previously, if a special waste landfill is going to handle this material, they have to follow the stipulations in the proposed rule. So it isn't going to be a slam dunk that any special waste landfill that now exists is going to be able to take this material. They will have to apply for an extended permit. I'm not sure what the proper terminology is with the Department of Health. Go through a thorough review, and if they don't meet the stipulations of the proposed rule, they won't be granted a permit to handle this material. Second of all, this is sound science that's put on by a nationally recognized or even internationally recognized laboratory. And as you can see, as I talked about, T-norm limits in other states being considerably higher than North Dakota, I think that lends itself to making a valid argument that North Dakota's limits were low.
Trust the professionals and get the facts out there and sort it out for yourself. Reason we're talking about today is because this is a story that's been in the news of late. Wanted to make sure people were aware there's hearings on this so you can attend this, get the facts. Decide for yourself, and again, a big week for that. Tomorrow, Williston Area Recreation Center, 5:30 is the first one. That's when it starts, and then the official commenting begins at 7 p.m. You also can just send a comment to the Department of Health anytime between now and February 6th if you can't make one of these hearings. But tell us where you'll be Wednesday in Bismarck and Thursday in Fargo as well, so folks know where these events are happening. I mentioned Williston Area Recreation Center, 5:30 tomorrow, but then Wednesday in Bismarck, where, when? Carrie?
I know it's 5:30 at all venues. I don't have that information in front of me, Scott. I know it's on the North Dakota Department of Health website, and as well as the T-norm proposed rules, the Argonne study, all of that information is available there. I'm sorry, I don't have that information in front of me.
No, that's all right. I'll find it in a sec or two and share it on the other side of the break. Carrie Cutting from the North Dakota Petroleum Council on these hearings this week. Thank you. Appreciate the update and hope the comments are well-informed and robust. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott.
Final segment of What's on Your Mind for a Monday next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of four Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Streeter, Underwood, Minot, and Newburgh, North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2015 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are January 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Central Grasslands Research Extension Center in Streeter, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Underwood City Hall Meeting Room in Underwood, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Newburgh Community Center in Newburgh. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Condell at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
MyPillow.com. You want a better night's sleep? Make today the day you get on MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get yourself a great deal. As in the 2-for-1 offer right now on the original classic pillow. Todd, you got a calculator there? 2-for-1. Would that be like 50% off?
I think so, yeah.
Boy, that was even quicker than you possibly could have cranked out the math on the calculator. It's a good darn deal, folks. The National Sleep Foundation said this is the official pillow. This is it. This is the pillow. You know why? Better night's sleep for folks that use it. Comes with a 10-year warranty that will not go flat. The tossing and turning's done because the pillow stays cool. It adjusts to your sleep position, whatever sleep position. That's the beauty of this thing. It has a patented interlocking fill. And 60-night money-back guarantee, just to be sure, you're going to love it. MyPillow.com is the website. Got that? MyPillow.com. Use promo code Scott or call this number. Ready? 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Dan and Bismarck next up on what's on your mind on this Martin Luther King Day. Dan, take before you go, Dan, I promised I would give the other... I'm good. One sec here. I forgot. I was going to mention, after our conversation with Kerry Cutting from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, where these other two hearings are going to be held regarding the landfills taking this naturally occurring radioactive material here. So I told you Williston tomorrow. Then Bismarck is Tuesday, and that's at the Environmental Training Center, 2639 East Main Avenue. Then Fargo, Fargo Public Safety Building, 4630 15th Avenue North in Fargo. They all start at 5:30 with, like, informational meetings, and then the official comment period begins at 7. Okay, so that's the scoop on those. I want to make sure I told you the locations because I promised I would. Anyway, sorry, Dan, to keep you waiting. What's on your mind?
I respectfully disagree with you and the... on your commentary on Dr. Martin Luther King, and I'll tell you why. The civil rights movement has evolved since Dr. Martin Luther King, and the question I would ask is, where is the family of Dr. Martin Luther King in terms of who they support now? Where are the people that marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, people like John Lewis and Jesse Jackson Jr., or Jesse Jackson and the others, the Reverend Jesse Jackson? They have all moved more radical. And I don't know of anyone in the civil rights movement, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that takes the same stance that Martin Luther King did back when he was marching for freedom. I think if Dr. Martin Luther King were here today, he would be standing shoulder to shoulder with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, because I think all the other civil rights leaders have done that. And I would challenge you to tell me who has not made that move and who hasn't evolved that way.
Well, I just don't think there's anybody walking in his shoe steps, but I think it's largely because, you know, my personal take is how we view our fellow human being, judging on the content of their character rather than the color of the skin, has moved light years since he took to the streets of Washington.
But my point is, where is the family of Dr. Martin Luther King? Do you ever hear anyone from the family of Martin Luther King condemning Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton? I haven't.
Good question. I know his daughter's very active in the pro-life movement and has taken cause. But I don't know.
Do you hear her coming out and saying that she is? I mean, again, John Lewis took a beating on the bridge at Selma, and he marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. Look how far he's moved to the left and how radical his views are. This movement has evolved. I have great respect for Dr. Martin Luther King. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying the people that marched with him are now very much more radical than he ever was, and the entire movement has evolved in that direction. And I can't imagine that he would not have gone right along with that. Even though he said some smart things, he said some good things, but the movement has become more radicalized. I think you would agree with that. And, I mean, Jesse Jackson was there marching with him. So was John Lewis and many others. And I don't hear anyone today in that group, that's condemning, Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. So I think that, unfortunately, I believe that Dr. Martin Luther King would be right there in the middle of it.
Dan, appreciate the comment, and you're certainly right. There's not a lot of those folks. They're not condemned by their own, if you will. They're not condemned by folks within the movement. To say, as many of our listeners have today, like Dan says, if the race baiters were able to take a year off, we'd be amazed at how well we're doing. How are things in your workplace? Seems like any place I go to shop or to business, folks of all backgrounds serve me. Those with good customer service skills know their jobs, get the same treatment no matter. Don, Bismarck. What's on your mind, Don?
Yes. About the civil rights movement, I'd like to call attention to a book. The title, It's Very Simple, written by a little Jewish guy from New York. His name is Stang, S-T-A-N-G. And I'm glad you put me right after this previous caller, because this, to find out what the civil rights movement was all about, just get your hands on that book, because one of the things you'll find out is that Martin Luther King's number two man was a guy named Hunter Pitts O'Dell, and he was a communist. And the Attorney General at that time, the brother of the president.
We're going to have to leave it there, Don. We're running out of time, but you've got your book recommendation out there anyway. And David Dickens, sorry we're not going to get to you. Good news is we'll do this all over again tomorrow on the program we call What's on Your Mind. So join us then. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.